garden expert and podcaster and author Charlie Nardozzi is here. Hi there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Charlie, right about now, home gardeners, you know, maybe beginning to map out what their gardens and raised beds might look like, deciding what to plant and where. What if we don't have a ton of space, but we still want to have a significant crop of our favorite vegetables and herbs? What do we do? What are some choices there?
Well, if you want to maximize your space, probably the best thing to do if you're downsizing or you just have a small space garden is to grow things vertically. I'm a big proponent of doing that. In my book, The Continuous Vegetable Garden, I talk about some of the vegetables that you can grow vertically that you normally would not think of doing. So let's go over some of the ideas that you can do that. So I'm going to talk about some vegetables and annual flowers because I love both of those. You know, beyond the regular cucumbers, peas, gourds, and pole beans are things like cucamelons. They're the size of a big grape. They look like a little watermelon. They grow on a cucumber vine, and you can trellis them up so they're easy to harvest, and you don't get as much disease and insect problems on them. Climbing summer squash and zucchinis. I've talked about these before. The incredible escalator zucchini or the golden crookneck squash are two nice summer squashes that can be trellised up with plant ties up on a fence. We grow the trumbuccino, the Italian vining squash, up on a 7-foot-tall fence, and they do great every year, and we don't have as many insects and diseases on them. You can use some winter squashes this way. And finally, if you like some greens, Malabar spinach is a tropical green with dark green leaves, red stems, and petioles, and when you cook it up, it does have that same kind of look and taste as a spinach. Now, for annual flowers, there's lots of them out there, so I'm just going to select some of the ones that I particularly like. The cypress vines and cardinal climbers. These are in the morning glory family. They have cut and serrated leaves, so they're really interesting leaves to look at. They had trumpet-shaped red flowers that are great for hummingbirds, really nice ones to have along a fence. Thunbergia or black-eyed Susan vine, it's a less aggressive vine than these other ones that I'm mentioning here, so it grows well in a container, and it has beautiful white, yellow, or golden-colored Rudbeckia-like flowers that are really beautiful, flowering summer to fall. Cobaea or cup and saucer vine, 2-inch diameter purple flowers, again, another midsummer to fall bloomer that's got a very aggressive vine. And then finally, canary creeper. This is a beautiful one that I'm growing this year. It's a yellow flowering nasturtium. It's got bright fringe flowers that resemble birds, and it flowers all summer. So why not grow things up a trellis, whether it be an obelisk, a pergola, an arch, or a trellis? Grow things vertically and get more flowers and fruits and vegetables.
Now we just need warmer weather so we can actually get out in the garden and start planting all that stuff.
We can continue to imagine.
Yes, we can. Alex in Bennington writes, I have wild black raspberries. Is there anything I should or shouldn't do to help them along? I'd love to get some more this year.
Well, wild raspberries and blackberries, for that matter, will produce some fruit for you. The only downside is that a lot of these wild patches have a lot of viruses in them, so the fruit are not usually very big or very good quality to them. But it is free food, so go for it. You can take your mower or brush hog out there, mow some paths between the big patch that you have, so you have about 2-foot diameter rows. Clean out those rows, taking out all the dead branches that are in there, bring in some wood chips and some compost, and keep it watered, and hopefully you'll get some production out of them. It won't be as good as planting a disease-free cultivated variety, but you'll still get some berries.
And Tom in Exeter, New Hampshire writes, I'd like to build a raised bed for a vegetable garden, but making a wood frame that'll last years seems expensive. I know we shouldn't use pressure-treated lumber or in galvanized bed frames because they can leach into the soil. So what would you suggest?
Yes, unfortunately, wood does rot, and it continues to. We use hemlock and spruce boards, 2-inch diameter, and they last about 10 years. Cedar will last a little longer. I'd avoid using pressure treated just because it has chemicals in there that we don't want to get into the soil and into our plants. But there are a lot of other options for materials. You can use stone, brick, cinder blocks, rocks. You can make little walls that will make very nice raised beds. You can use metal. It's very fashionable right now to make a raised bed. And even some of those plastic woods that they use for decking, those are much safer than the pressure treated ones. And they'll last a long time and still look good. So I think look at some of those options and you'll probably get a nice choice to make a raised bed.
Send your gardening questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.